Making Wise Decisions, a compilation.
Are you in a fog? Are you faced with options, choices, and decisions, but you don't know which direction to go? Do you feel like you're floundering, not knowing what to do or how to do it? Many factors need to be considered when making a decision. I was reminded recently of the verse, "Wait for the Lord, be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." It led me to meditate on the wisdom of waiting for God to dispel the fog rather than making decisions when we can't see ahead. Given time, things fall into place, and we can see the way forward more clearly. I'm sure you can remember times in your life when you had to make a decision, but you weren't sure what to do. But when you waited in prayer and with faith, trusting God to lead you, He eventually made the way clear. And you were glad you waited and trusted Him. Waiting is an important element of faith. It's not easy to wait, but it's part of the process that God uses to instruct us, teach us patience, build our character, and draw us closer to Him. The next time you're in a holding pattern or in waiting mode, be encouraged. The fog will lift. It always does. Maria Fontaine. God offers triune guidance to His children as we face the decisions of life, from the minute to the monumental. Rather than stand far off from us, watching as we make decisions in consternation, He comes near to us, offering to guide us gently through a process that ultimately leads to more of Himself. As the Father who stands outside of time, God knows all that will happen and assures us that none of His plans will be thwarted. He providentially steers all of creation, even the decisions of humans made in His image, working all things according to His everlasting and good purposes. He knows the number of hairs on our heads, the length of our days, and the tears we shed as we wrestle to make decisions. As the Son who stepped into time, Jesus is the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. He knows what it feels like to live within the limits of time and space, as He made decisions daily during His time on earth. While the first Adam led the way into disastrous, self-centered decision-making, as the second Adam, Christ always made decisions in light of the goodness of His Father. His perfect decisions cleared the path so that we can make our present decisions in the presence of the triune God. As the Spirit who makes His home within us, the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth, convicting us of our selfish propensities and pointing us to God's promises as we make decisions. He offers us comfort and peace when we feel dizzied by the sheer amount of decisions we make daily. Amy Joseph. The word life is an interesting word. Within its four letters, three words can be found. It contains the word I, the person who will determine how good or how bad life will be for me. No one else has the same power over my life as I have. It contains the word if, which suggests that everything in life is not preset, but that outcomes will be determined by the decisions that I make when I'm given choices. If I do right, I'll be blessed. If I do wrong, I won't. It also contains the word lie, something I must avoid at all costs in life in order to live in integrity and be free from the bondage of deception and that which is falsely proclaimed as truth. Life is not always easy. There are ifs and lies in it. So I must be careful to live life as God intended, taking responsibility for my own decisions and actions, and seeking the truth at every turn. Yes, this is when life is at its very best. Greg A. Lane. Tragically, many people are the victims of their own bad decisions. Faced with choices every day, they turn their backs on what is right or what is best and decide instead on what is wrong or what will bring them harm. Only afterward do they realize that bad decisions always result in bad consequences. King Rehoboam stubbornly rejected the wise advice of his nation's elders and instead followed those who told him only what he wanted to hear. As a result, conflict broke out and the nation divided. The Bible warns, "Whatever a man sows, that will he also reap." Life is filled with decisions, some minor, but some life-changing. How will you make them? The most important thing I can tell you is this: seek God's will in every decision. Pray, turn to the Scriptures, seek the advice of godly friends. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. God loves you, and His way is always best. Billy Graham. I want you to live a meaningful life. Commit your ways to me and ask me to direct your paths. Then, through the decisions that you and I make together, you can be confident that your life will follow a good path. Sometimes the process of finding my will may be a little tricky. You may have to wait and exercise patience. Circumstances change. People change. You change. However, keep reminding yourself that I want you to find my will, and your patience and faith will be rewarded. I created you. I have been with you from the beginning of your life and will be with you until the end. Nothing and no one can replace my role in your life. As you seek me with all your heart, you will find me, and my leading will become clear. Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.